Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tanakh Daily, carving the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 87. This chapter is a short one with only seven psukim. This is a song written by the sons of Korach. It's a song for the mountains. The mountains over here are referenced to Yerushalayim and in specific Har HaMoriah Temple Mount, because the main praise of Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. The essential message in this prayer is God's and the Jews' love for Eretz Yisrael. David opens up the song by stating, Hashem loves Tzion more than any place on earth. Eretz Yisrael is considered so special to Hashem. The Radak explains, starting from verse 4 until the end, as follows. This is written as if David is speaking. When you think of all the different lands of the nations throughout the world, it doesn't recall the name of great leaders and people in one's mind. However, when a person thinks of Tzion, it automatically conjures up images of its great people and leaders it's had throughout history in a person's mind. Eretz Yisrael has been the focal point on the hearts and minds of elevated and happy people like singers and dancers. In other words, the Radak explains, a person who has God at the center point of his life will automatically be inspired to sing and play music to God. You'll be filled with so much emotion for Hashem, you'll automatically fill your heart with song and sing and dance. Okay, now for the highlight pasuk in verse 2, it says, Ohev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. Hashem loves the gates of Tzion, his foundation on the holy mountains, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Okay, I want to try to explain this over here. The Gemara in Brachos 8a explains, Hashem loves the places that are mitsuyanin behalacha, filled and excel with halacha more than any of the shuls or base medrashes. The classic question is, certainly in the shuls and base medrashes they learn halacha. Where else do they learn if not in yeshivas? So what's meant here by Hashem loves the places that are mitsuyan, excel in halacha? Who excels more than halacha than people in shuls and base medrashes? So the Noam Elimelech, Mori Naim, and many other Hasidic Sfarim explain like this. The tzaddik is called tzion, because a tzion literally means a marker place or a sign. So the tzaddik is a sign there's a God in this world. The tzaddik is the one who's able to help arouse people's souls and bring them back to tshuva. Tzaddikim have a way of bringing the Torah down even to the lowest Jew, which in a certain way makes the Torah more practical for that specific person. The tzaddikim are the ones constantly reinventing the Torah, opening up new sha'arim, gates, to allow every Jew to come close to Hashem. Therefore, when it says Hashem loves the sha'arim that are mitsuyim be'halacha, filled and excel with halacha more than any of the shuls or base medrashes, it means Hashem loves the tzaddikim who teach people halacha, meaning how to walk in life and come close to Hashem no matter where you may find yourself. That's what's meant by the word halacha. Not only does it mean the laws, but it means halichas olam, the path of life, where to go, and how to come close to Hashem. Let us merit to connect ourselves to the true tzaddikim who will bring us all to Eretz Yisrael and greet Mashiach on Hashem's holy mountains when the cast-aside nation will come singing and dancing to Hashem. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.